Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, May 20th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, why summers matter so much to college graduates and understanding your credit score. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
With summer fast approaching, college students and recent college graduates may be planning lots of fun in the sun. But Wall Street Journal columnist Brett Aaron says you may want to reconsider heading to the beach when the weather warms up.
A new study has found that doing work experience or internships while you're a college student plays more of a role in whether you're going to get those job interviews after college than even your major or your GPA.
Candidates in the study whose resume pointed to real-world experience in the industry they were applying to were 14% more likely to get an interview. In one example, an English major with a middling GPA and a summer internship at a bank was more likely to land an interview than the outstanding finance major who spent the summer touring Europe. 14% may not sound like a lot, but it can make all the difference when you consider just how swamped companies are with resumes.
The number one task isn't ruling people in, it's ruling people out. They're trying to avoid wasting their time on people who basically aren't ready for the workforce.
And even if you don't plan on perfecting your TAN this summer, your focus should be on jobs where you're working with other college graduates. Because as we just noted, recruiters are ruthless in looking for workforce-ready candidates.
The fact that you volunteered, the fact that you worked in a hardware store, these may be net positives, but ultimately when someone is sifting through 1,000 resumes and going to interview 20 of them or 30 of them, they've got to be ruthless.
As we continue, the Credit Minute tackles credit scores.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
You've heard of a credit score. Maybe you've even checked yours. But do you really understand what they are and how they work? In the latest Credit Minute, Credit.com's Adam Levin explains.
Credit scores are like a crystal ball for lenders. By looking at how people have handled credit in the past, they try to predict how they're likely to handle it in the future. The five main factors that they look at are payment history, debt, new credit, the age of accounts, and the mix of accounts. Three things you need to know about credit scores. There are lots of different ones, so don't get too hung up on a single number. Your credit score can change as fast as the information in your reports change, and the score is only as good as the information used to create it. That's why it's important to check your credit reports, which you can do once a year, at annualcreditreport.com. You won't get a free credit score there, so you'll also want to check out credit.com, where you can get your scores for free. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.